Ever get frustrated with paperwork? I mean, we all have those moments, right? Where it feels like it's just too much.
It never seems to end.
Exactly. But imagine this. You're an aircraft mechanic. You've got a plane on the ground that needs a critical part replaced. You've got the part. It's perfect. But the paperwork, the paperwork isn't there.
Sounds like a nightmare.
It's the reality for a lot of folks in aviation maintenance right now. And it's all because of this recent change by the FAA.
You mean the cancellation of the E-100 process?
That's the one. We're going deep on this today, unpacking this Aviation Maintenance Magazine article, The Demise of Aircraft Parts Inspection.
It's a fascinating case, really. The article makes a point about paperwork sometimes actually being valued more than the parts themselves.
Which is a little unnerving when we're talking about, planes.
Exactly. Planes flying around with people in them.
So for those of us who don't speak fluent aviation regulation, what exactly is this E100 process and why should we care if it's gone?
Well, think of E-100 like, I don't know, an extra layer of assurance. It allowed for parts to be verified as airworthy through a very specific inspection process, even if some of the documentation, which is becoming more and more important these days, wasn't quite there.
So a way to make sure a part was safe to use, even if the paper trail wasn't perfect.
Exactly.
Okay, so kind of a checks and balances system, but for parts. But it sounds like the FAA getting rid of E100 is part of a bigger trend, at least according to the article.
Yeah, it's definitely tied to how the US and Europe approach aircraft part inspection. And they don't always see eye to eye.
Ah, so a bit of international intrigue. I'm all ears. What's the difference?
So the US system historically has been, well, more flexible. You see, we have this regulation, CFR 43.13B, and it basically focuses on making sure a part is as airworthy as the original. It's not so much about having every single piece of paper, it's more about the part itself actually being up to snuff.
So more trust but verify. Got it. What about Europe?
Europe. They are all about that paper trail. They use something called an ESE Form 1, which is like, if you will, a birth certificate for the part. Every step from the moment it's made to when it's installed, it's all documented.
Show me the papers.
Exactly. And this difference isn't really a big deal unless, let's say, a US repair station wants to do work on a European aircraft.
They need that ESE certification, right?
You got it. And that's where things get, well, a bit complicated.
Because our systems don't quite line up.
You got it. Now, there's this FAA-ESA agreement, and it's supposed to bridge the gap, you see.
Okay.
But then there's this additional guidance that kind of throws a wrench in things.
Let's talk about this additional guidance. What is it and why is it causing such a stir?
So basically, this guidance says that to get that ESA certification, U.S. repair stations need to start using something called 8130 SIGs at 3 tags for all their parts. They're like proof of airworthiness straight from the manufacturer.
So instead of relying on our inspections and this whole CFR 43.13B flexibility, we have to have these specific tags.
Pretty much. And the article points out that this is a problem. These tags, they're kind of a new thing.
So.
So there are tons of parts out there, perfectly good parts, that were made before these tags were even a thing.
So we're talking about getting rid of perfectly good parts because of paperwork.
And that brings us to the heart of the matter, right? Is all this paperwork, these 8130 a day 3 tags, is that really the best way to ensure safety? Or, and this is a big or, is it creating even more problems?
That's a great question, and it's one we'll dig into right after this. Stay with us because we're about to get into the real-world consequences of this paperwork versus parts showdown.
It's a big concern, one of the biggest, actually.
And it's not just about waste. We're talking about aircraft parts here. Safety has to be, I mean, it's the top priority.
100%. And the article makes a really good point about this whole documentation thing. It's way easier, they say, to just like create a sick piece of paper than it is to like actually counterfeit a whole part.
So you're saying someone could create what, a fake 8130 or DAL 3 tag, slap it on a like a substandard part, and it could just slip through.
Because everyone's looking at the paperwork and not the actual part.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the worry. It's like it could be a big vulnerability.
It's like we think more paperwork, more safety, but it might actually be giving us this false sense of like, oh, we're good, everything's fine.
It's a classic case of the map is not the territory kind of thing.
Right. Just because this piece of paper says a part is airworthy doesn't mean it is.
And on the flip side, you could have a perfectly good part,
Yeah.
even without that tag.
But it gets tossed because we're so focused on the paperwork.
Exactly.
So where does E100 fit into all of this? Because it seems like with this focus on inspection, it might have, I don't know, helped with some of these concerns.
That's it, exactly. With E100, even if a part didn't have, you know, an 8133 tag, a mechanic, a qualified one, of course, could just inspect it, make sure it's airworthy, and then, you know, issue the documentation. It was a good safeguard.
Okay, so if getting rid of E100 is maybe causing all these problems, what are the solutions? What do the experts say?
Well, the article, it throws out a few ideas.
Okay.
One is to just get everyone on board with this tag system.
Yeah.
You know, encourage all the U.S. manufacturers to use 8133 tags. At least then, here in the U.S., things would be more consistent.
Makes sense. Get everyone on the same page. But that still doesn't help with those older parts, right? The ones made before any of this was an issue.
Right, right. And that's where they suggest maybe looking at the FAA DR system.
DR. Now, remind me what that is again.
Designated Airworthiness Representative.
Okay.
So these are like individuals or groups that the FAA has basically said, yep, we trust you, you can do certain certification tasks. And one of those tasks is giving the okay on airworthiness.
So you're saying if a part doesn't have the 8133 tag, but a DR takes a look, does their thing, and says, yep, this is good to go, that could work, fill in the gap.
That's the general idea. It's like a trusted second opinion, but official, you know.
What about those smaller manufacturers, the ones that aren't these big production houses? I mean, they might not be issuing 8133 tags either.
You're right. You're right. And the article touches on that, too. It says maybe there should be some exceptions. Because, let's face it, not every part is going to fit into the same box.
It's complex, for sure. But it seems like we really need to find a balance. We can't let all this paperwork overshadow the fact that these are real airplane parts with real consequences.
You got that right. And it's interesting, you know, this whole thing, this whole documentation versus actually looking at it, it's not just aviation.
Oh, I know.
It's everywhere.
It's like everything's digital. Medical records, supply chains, even like our identities.
Yeah.
It's all tied to these digital documents now.
And the question is, what happens when all those records, all that data, what happens when it doesn't tell the whole story? Or what if we miss something? What if, because we're so focused on the digital trail, we miss the bigger picture?
That's a great point. And it's something we'll have to keep thinking about as technology keeps changing. But for now, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up our deep dive into this whole paperwork versus parts situation. We'll leave you with some final thoughts. Don't go anywhere.
It's kind of wild, right?
We started talking about paperwork, and now we're talking about, well, like, the future of everything.
Seriously.
Yeah.
It really makes you think. This whole thing, it just shows you how much we rely on these systems, on data, documentation.
Yeah.
And it's not always a bad thing.
Right, right. Digital records can be amazing. Streamline things, less room for error.
But there's always that but.
Exactly. You can take it too far. Let the paperwork, or I guess the digital paperwork, become more important than what it's actually all about.
It's like we're so busy looking at the menu, we forget to actually eat the meal. And in aviation, man, in aviation, you can't afford to forget to eat the meal.
Because those real-world consequences, they're huge. We're talking about people's lives here.
You got it. And it's not just planes either, right? I mean, think about it. Any field where safety is key, where you need things to be accurate, accountable, we have to make sure that, yeah, we can use tech, but we can't forget the human part. Experience, you know, using your brain, even like actually looking at things. Sometimes that's the most important thing.
So, bottom line, what should our listeners take away from all of this?
I think, honestly, the biggest thing is awareness. Just be aware of this, you know, this trap we can fall into. Relying too much on the documentation, the systems. Don't be afraid to ask the tough questions, you know, like, is this paperwork, this data, is it really telling the whole story? Or am I letting it, I don't know, make my decisions for me, even when something doesn't feel quite right?
It's like trusting your gut, but in a professional setting, right?
There you go.
It's about finding that balance between the tech, the systems, and, you know, good old-fashioned common sense, because the paperwork, it can't win, not when the stakes are that high. Well, that's our deep dive for today. From the ins and outs of aviation rules and regs to, like, the future of, well, pretty much everything.
It's been a good one.
Huge thank you to you, our expert, for, you know, guiding us through this whole thing. And to our listeners, as always, thank you for joining us. Keep those brains working. And until next time.